Teachers. My name is Wesley Wang. I just graduated from UC Davis, and I'd like to share with you my testimony. God has been very faithful in my life these past 4 years, and my story through college is centered on taking steps of faith. When I started college, I was already Christian, but looking back, there was so much I was missing in order to deepen my relationship with Jesus. I joined a church called Grace Point Davis Church in the beginning of my freshman year. This church is a loving community of believers that put a lot of effort into discipleship and evangelism. God placed me here so that I could be discipled, and the vision he had for me is to one day disciple others. This great commission is always a clear reminder of my purpose. I had once lived a selfish life, only thinking about me, but now my joy comes from telling people about Jesus' saving grace. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. It says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." This verse spoke powerfully to me for two reasons. First, I saw so many people in the church living this out. I saw so many college students spending time with God's word. And second, I felt rebuked by knowing that I had such a shallow understanding of Scripture. And it's only through knowing the Word of God that I can be equipped to do the good works that God has planned for me. Thus, I repented over this and began my daily devotions so that every day I could hear from His Word. This was my step of faith, because I trusted that by spending more time with God's Word, I would grow closer to Him. The more I read my Bible, the more I understood God's heart for me. Colossians 1, verse 22 says, "He has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him." God's grace kept bringing me new life throughout college. This is because the more I sinned, the more I needed to repent. And through this, the more I got to experience his grace. Practicing repentance was my next step of faith, but it wasn't easy. It caused me to feel very vulnerable. But that is because sin is the separation between God and man. Matthew 15, verse 19 makes it very clear. It says, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. And I have committed all of these sins in one way or another. I had many brothers pray for me as I confessed these struggles, and by being honest before God, I was able to testify confidently to other college students about the love of Jesus. Thus, evangelism became my next step of faith. I got the chance to witness to other college students and even host my own small group Bible studies on campus. Now, in today's culture, there's a widening gray area regarding sin. But I know that what the world says is okay is actually death for your spiritual life. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." The most interesting part of this verse is when it mentions the renewal of your mind. I know that reading the Bible can renew your mind, but there are other areas in my life that also needed renewing in order to follow Jesus. So I made a goal for myself starting January 1st of this year. I would wake up at 7 a.m. and do my devotions every day. I would watch my diet and exercise, and I would attend weekly hour-long prayer meetings. These disciplines helped me stay vigilant in my faith. I really wanted to deepen my relationship with Jesus, and through Jesus, be a blessing to others. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I'm so thankful for how God has led me through many challenges. I'm especially thankful for my family and all my friends. And I give all the glory to God for how his word has transformed me. As I continue to trust in him, I will stay confident with the words of Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, 'For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.'" Thank you.
Wesley的见证，其实我们可以看见有多少个父母的心的 恐惧担忧，但是我们也相信神如果在他们心中的话会带给他们有多大的一个激励和帮助。 Yeah, we are so thankful to hear that Wesley's testimony. As we are being your parents, we know how you know, our children, they grow up in this church and they are going to face a greater challenge. They need our prayers and our support. 我们等一下会有一段的时间来为特别为这四位来祷告，但是我们也希望神能够能够继续的带领他们前面的道路。Let's read our scripture for today. 我们一起来读今天的经文。我们一起来读今天的经文，记载在约书亚记第一章一到九节。约书亚记一章一到九节，你可以读。You can read either language. Let's read together. 预备，请。从旷野和黎巴嫩直到伯拉大河，赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你们生平日子，必无人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必与你们同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，必是很受委屈。就是我向他们提示，壮胆，谨守遵行，不可拒绝主的话，不可又拒绝我们一切，都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你清楚。必与你同在，慧敏。好，今天有四位毕业生，今天有四位毕业生。
There are four graduates today.
他们从学校毕业，要进入人生的另外一个旅程，或是另外一个未知。
It's a commencement for them.Into their life journey.
那好像面对一个新的跟旧的一个新旧交替的时代，所以好像面对或是要迎接领受一个新的挑战。
So they're facing new challenge in the transition of their life.
所以我们需要为他们来祷告。
They need our prayer.
那今天我们看见教会也来了一位新的牧师来到这里，接续钟牧师来带领这个教会，同样也是进入另外一个未知。面对一个新旧交替的时代。
So I'm taking over from Pastor Chan, facing a new unknown situation as well.
所以也需要大家的祷告。
So I need your prayer as well.
但是我要告诉各位，其实今天我们每一个人都在面对一个未知，都在处在一个新旧交替的时代。
Everybody is facing the unknown transition from old to new.
我们面对新的挑战，我们责无旁贷，因为这是神给我们的托付。
Because we're entering a new generation, because that's a challenge that God gave it to us.
我们知道全美国没有一个地方像这里有在短短几年可以有成千上万的华人涌进这个城市。
So there are tremendous growth in Chinese population in this area.
你看，眼见着我们就要经历一场福音合场的属灵大丰收，但是我们却好像是束手无策。
There's a tremendous harvest waiting for us, but looks like we have nothing tangible to do.
就像当年以色列，他眼看迦南美地就在眼前了，可是他们却束手无策，不能够承受为业。
Just like Israel going into the promised land, but they don't know what to do.
不过这时候呢，神就呼召约书亚来带领以色列百姓，能够领受一个新挑战之后，整个历史我们看见一个出现一个很大的转机。
And God called Joshua to lead the Israelites so that we can see the tremendous change in history.
同样，今天不管你是不是毕业生，或是教会的牧师，我们每一个人其实都可以像约书亚一样，领受这个新的挑战。
So whether you're a graduate or a pastor or not, we can all facing the challenge in our life.
领受一个挑战我们知道很重要，不过我也要告诉你，领受一个新的挑战呢，其实是不容易的。
Accepting a challenge is important, but it's not easy either.
当年神借着摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
So Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
他们在旷野里面绕啊绕啊，经过三十多年，将近四十年，经历神的丰盛供应。
They spent 40 years and God provided everything during the wilderness.
他们每天四下马拉给他们吃，没有吃尽，身上的衣服也没有穿破，脚上的鞋子也没有穿坏，经历凡事没有缺乏。
So they gave manna and their worn, clothes are not worn out, their shoes are still sufficient.
可惜后来摩西离开他们了，顿时之间百姓仿佛失去依靠而悲伤不已。
So when Moses died, they felt they lost hope.
以色列不当然知道他们不能够就停止不前或在原地踏步，因为他们还没有进入神所应许的那个迦南美地。
Israelites, they cannot stand put because they haven't entered the promised land yet.
就是他们不晓得下一步该怎么做，所以他们就在裹足不前。
They don't know what to do for their next step. That's why they're procrastinating.
这时候神就兴起约书亚来，继续带领百姓从旷野进入埃及，得着神预他们为他们预备的那更丰盛的赐福。
So they called up, so God called upon Joshua to lead them into the promised land.
不过非常有趣的一件事情，好像我们看见原来那个勇者不惧的这个形象，约书亚啊这个人呢，竟然也变得非常软弱胆怯了。
So Joshua was brave, but facing this challenge, he was very timid.
仿佛他明白。要领受一个挑战其实是不容易的。
He knows the difficulty facing a new challenge.
直到我们刚刚所读的经文，直到神亲自说话，只是他当如何来领受一个新的挑战。
Then God spoke to him how to face the new challenge.
同样的，我们今天教会，我们思想一下，好像我们也走过三十多年的恩典之路，过去回顾神的不断的供应，好像也跟这个旅程也是一样的。
Looking at 30 years of our church history, God provided for us as well, just like Israel in the wilderness.
虽然我们不像在旷野中那么样的艰辛，我们也没有从未有过失去领袖的这种悲伤，但是相同的是，我们要迈向一个未知的一个挑战，心中难免会有某些程度的恐惧跟担忧，如同约书亚一样。
Even though the hardship for our church is not as much as Israelite, but facing new challenge,Our timidity is similar to Joshua.
所以我们今天要从约书亚的当年的经验经历当中来与大家分享，他是如何借着神的话语来克服困难，来领受这个新挑战，也能够成为我们今天的提醒跟帮助。
So we need to learn from the experience Joshua to remind us for the future and learn his lesson.
我们从三方面来一起来思想。第一个。
So there's three aspects.
要承受应许，也就是要勇于接受使命。
So we need to inherit the promise, bravely accept his mission.
让我们一起来读第一章，从第二节读到第四节，好吗？
So let's read from chapter 1 together.
Verse 2 to 4. 我们一起来预备，请。
我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来。脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这利巴嫩，直到拉伯大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之地，都要做你们的境界。
好，摩西的离去对于以色列百姓来说呢，是一个非常大的打击。
So the death and departure of Moses is a tremendous burden to Israelites.
因为 他是百姓心目中最伟大的领袖。
So he's regarded as the greatest leader among all Israelites.
但对于约书亚要接续摩西的工作，对于他而言呢，也构成一个很大的压力，因为他不知道如何是好。
So Joshua had a big shoe to fill.
在圣经中，《申命记》34:8也记载说，以色列在摩押地平原为摩西哀哭了30日，为摩西沮丧哀哭的日子就满了。
So Deuteronomy says the Moabite in the land of Moabite, they mourn for Moses for 30 days.
那就在这个时候，上帝的话就临到约书亚，说你现在啊，你要起来。
So the word of God came to Joshua, rise up.
神要他转移焦点，不要坐在那里一直哭。
So from crying, God wants Joshua to do something else.
缅怀过去的领袖固然好。但是更重要的是要去承受那当年的应许，要勇敢的起来，继续完成那么尚未完成的任务。
So reflect on the past, but also looking forward the challenge for the future.
因为这个是上帝尚未完成的一个计划。
This is the unfulfilled plan from God.
他们的使命呢，不是他们的，只是不是说神带领他们出埃及啊，像脱离这个辖制这样就够了，乃是神有一个更大的一个计划，是要他们进入。迦南去承受那个更美的赐福。
So not only just away from the slavery in Egypt, God wants them to enter the promised land to fulfill something even greater.
同样，我们今天也是如此。我们要承受神给我们更大的、更美的赐福的应许，就是要勇敢的去接受神给我们未完成的计划。
Likewise, God had an unfinished plan for us. We need the courage to fulfill those.
不管你是不是从学校毕业，要来接受一个新的挑战，我们每一个人都有一个更大、更美的计划等在我们前面。
Graduate have new challenge. Everyone likewise have new challenge in front of us.
因为神耶稣来这个世间，是告让我们知道，我们是神给我们一个计划。这个计划是让我们得生命，并且呢得的更丰盛。
God had better plan for us. He wants to enrich our life to further abundance.
所以我们就要勇敢的去追求那个更美的祝福。
So we need the courage to pursue the abundance.
教会也是如此的。
Same for our church.
今天神在过去30多年来怎么样赐福我们教会，我想我们大家都明白。
So in the past, God has provided for us. We all know that.
我们今天能够买下这栋建筑物，也而且还可以借给别的教会使用，这很不容易的。
So we have our own building and we support the Russian congregation, so that's very difficult to do.
但是你要相信，神对这个教会的计划不仅是这样而已。
But God has better plans for us.
我们不能够缅怀过去，当初这些创始会员可能大部分都走了，的确让我们很伤心。
There are some congregation left, maybe we feel bad.
这些原来的啊，这个30多年前一起在这里建立的这些人，可能让我觉得说好像失去依靠了。我们，但是我们还要继续勇往直前。
But we need to press forward.
因为我们还没有承受神给我们一个更大的这个应许的这个赐福，还要继续扩张我们的帐幕和境界。
But God has better promise for us to extend our tent.
所以我们现在要做什么呢？
So what should we do?
就是跟当时以色列百姓一样，我们要走出这种负面消极的阴影，不要再哀哭悲伤或是裹足不前。我们要忘记背后，努力面前的，要勇敢的接受这个挑战，来完成神所托付给我们的使命。
So likewise, we should withdraw from negative thoughts and forgetting the things that are behind us and reaching forward.
也许有人会说，哎呀，我又不是约书亚，带领教会是教牧领袖的责任，所以接受新挑战与我无关。
Maybe you think, well, I'm not Joshua, I'm not a church leader, so the future challenge has nothing to do with me.
呀，我只要乖乖的跟随或是支持牧师或者教会的领袖就可以了。
I just follow and support, that's good enough.
但是当你仔细读这段经文，你会发现其实原来神没有叫耶稣亚起来带领百姓。
But if you read closely the verses, God did not ask Joshua to lead the Israelite.
而是对他说，你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河。
But he said, ask Joshua and the Israelite cross the Jordan River.
要 约书亚跟百姓一起过这个河，然后呢，到神要赐给以色列的地去。为什么神要这样说呢？
It's together, not just leading. Why God says so?
我认为可能有以下三个原因。
Because there are three reasons.
第一个原因是因为是神在带领，不是约书亚。
Number one, God is leading, not Joshua.
第二个原因是神要约书亚与众百姓一起都接受挑战，而不是单单只有约书亚接受挑战。
God wants everyone to accept the challenge.
第三个是神的计划要成就，人的责任呢就是顺服。然后呢，就可以领受，可以经历这个赐福。
God's plan will certainly be fulfilled, but men only need to obey Him, and they can experience His blessing.
所以这提醒我们，不要把自己看得那么重要。
So don't look down upon yourself.
神的主权要成就，完全不是因为我们个人的功劳。
God's will be done, not because ourselves.
就算我们有再优秀的领袖，可以带领我们进入兴旺，但这也都是神的恩典。
And the leader is from God.
我们也只不过是跟着大家一起来经历神的赐福而已。
Together we experience God's blessing.
我回顾过去的侍奉，倘若有任何的果效，也都是因为先有顺服，才带下祝福。
The fruits of my service, because I obey, then I receive the blessing.
不是个人的功劳。
It's not of myself.
因为在神面前，我们都是一样的罪人。
Because we're all sinners in God's presence.
同样的，当神感动我来这个教会服事的时候，也是神对我的恩典。
And God touched me to serve here. It's His blessing.
为的是让我有福分与弟兄姐妹一起来经历神的奇妙作为。
So we can share the wonderful blessing from God together with you.
所以当我们都顺服神的带领，去领受神宝贵的应许，我们愿意勇敢的去接受这个使命，我们就能够经历神在我们当中的奇妙作为。
Obey, receive His promise, accept the challenge, then we will experience wonderful things from God.
所以这样我们就是与神同工啊。
So we work with God.
何等的福分啊。
What a blessing.
那你说，倘若我不愿意顺服神的感动来承受这个应许，那教会就不能复兴了吗
？So if I don't obey, then there's no revival of this church.
不会的，神应许要赐福，他的旨意必要成就。那你不愿意参与，自然神就会兴起别人来取代你。
God's promise will be fulfilled if you don't participate.God will call upon someone else.
那你就失去这个福分了，这是很可惜啦。
Then you will not have the blessing. That's a pity.
当年神拣选扫罗成为以色列第一位君王。
Just like Saul was chosen to be the first king of Israel.
然而当他违背神的心意，神就另外兴起那合神心意、看重神应许的这个大卫来取代他。
Because he disobeyed, then God called upon David.
当年可以进入迦南地的。哇，这六十万大军啊！可是后来可以进入迦南美地的只有两个人，就是约书亚跟加勒。
So there's 600 military, but only Joshua and Caleb entered the promised land.
因为他们不看重啊。
Because they don't look upon themselves.
同样的，我们今天我们都是一个新一代人，大部分。
So most of us are new generation here.
我希望我们每一个人。都是合神心意，看重神应许，愿意勇敢的接受使命挑战的。
So wish everybody after God's heart accept the challenge and move forward.
即使前面的道路可能会充满坎坷与困难，但是最终我们能够承受神的应许，我们能够进入那个属灵迦南美地的。
Even though there may be struggle and obstacle ahead, but just cling to His promise, then we will reach the promised land.
第二个呢？我们要怎么样来领受挑战？是我们要刚强壮胆，也是要克服心理的障碍。
So be strong and courageous, overcome our psychological barrier.
那我们一起来读第五节到第七节，还有第九节。
Let's read together verses 5-7 and 9.
哎，请。
你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。 只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
在这一章里面呢，很明显的我们看见连续四次出现要勇敢壮胆这些字。
So four times in this chapter, be strong and courageous.
其中有三次是上帝勉励约书亚，在第六节、第七节、第九节。
So three times God encouraged Joshua.
就是刚刚我们所读的这些经文。
With be strong and courageous.
那另外一次是后来第十八节，是百姓勉励约书亚，一样要刚强壮胆。
And then verses 18, the congregation encouraged Joshua, be strong and courageous.
所以刚强壮胆是一个非常重要的。一个勉励。
So be strong and courageous is a great encouragement.
其实他必须要克服他里面心里面的障碍，因为这里面这是里面的问题，不是外面的问题。
So we need to overcome our interior fear.
为什么这么重要呢
？Why so?
我们常常是因为我们里面出现的问题，当我们要面对挑战的时候。
Sometimes it's the fear inside.
所以提摩太后书一章七节。
So in First Timothy,
保罗这样对提摩太的这个劝勉，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
其实我们都像约书亚一样。
So we are all like Joshua.
当我们面对一些关键时刻的时候，我们心中就会出现一些恐惧、害怕的这种心理反应，其实很正常的。
So push comes to shove, everybody has fear. That's normal.
所以我们应该被鼓励的。
So we need to be encouraged.
你也许我们回想过去，你看，约书亚跟随摩西40年，亲眼目睹百姓的这种悖逆。
So look upon Joshua followed Moses and saw the rebellion from Israelites.
他深知领袖难为的这种心理障碍。
So Joshua knew it's difficult to be a leader.
或者是他因为个性上的缺陷，他不善表达，又加上自我的期待太高，生怕自己无法胜任这种心理恐惧。
And because Moses is short on words, and then he also afraid he's unable to lead everybody.
也许约书亚他对未来的道路充满许多的未知，而犹豫或是胆怯、担心，甚至你看要进入迦南地，毕竟是一条他们过去从没走过的道路。
So Joshua, of course, has self-doubt and is timid about his own ability, especially he never entered the Promised Land before.
再加上他过去曾经当过探子。所以他知道那地的这个人高马大的迦南人要去征服他们很困难的等等因素。
So he was a scout, so he knew the people there was big and strong. There were so many difficulty for them to conquer the land.
所以万一就是调换我们每一个人，任何人，我们是来在约书亚的角色来讲，我想我们也一样的会恐惧害怕的。
So from his point of view, everybody should be afraid, as said Joshua.
然而神在这个时候勉励约书亚，让他知道说，尽管你摆在前面的挑战是那样的大，眼前所遭遇的困难也是这样的真实，但是更重要的是，在这些挑战跟困难的背后，有神那宝贝的宝贵的应许，就是他要与我们同在，绝对不会丢弃我们。
But the most important thing, God be with us, so he will never leave us or forsake us despite all the challenges.
今天我们教会同样的可能也面对一些充满挑战、困难并且未知的这些道路。
So we also have challenges, difficulty, unknown ahead of us.
例如我们教会有许多的事工出现一些瓶颈。
So maybe there's some bottleneck in other ministries here.
我们也需要一些的改革或扩展来改变现状。
So we need some reform and improvement for current service.
所以我们现在教会呢，陆续会推动一些，或者举办一些的训练会。
So there'll be a training in our church.
在我们周报也会陆续刊登，也欢迎您来参加，或是为这些事工来祷告。
And in bulletin, we invite you to pray for all the ministry and services.
我们的同工都非常的辛苦，为这教会未来的这些发展改革，我们付出很多的努力。
So Corker's working hard to improve our service and worship.
那许多的事工，我们都需要一些开始成立，例如一些人类 各类的团契事工啊，老人事工啊，校园事工啊，祷告事工，宣教事工等等。
So we have many ministry to explore to start, like the senior service and the campus crusade and so on and so forth.
我听说尔湾的平均年龄是36岁，但是我们教会的平均年龄是我不敢说。
So I know the average resident in Irvine is 36 years old. I am afraid to say our average age here.
我们需要一些更多年轻人在我们当中，不是吗？
So we need young people here among our congregation.
我们不需要我们的小孩在这里长大，结果一毕业的就不见了。
So we don't want to lose our youth to college.
我们不晓得有些事，我们不想怎么着手，怎么样来吸引这些年轻人再回来。
We sometimes feel it's difficult to attract young people here.
有些事我们没有做过，我们不晓得怎么着手，因为这条路我们没有走过啊。
Some are uncharted territory.
我们也不晓得还要再摸索多久。
We don't know how long it will take.
你看看我们的资源有限，你看我们人手有限，我们要做的事工又多又难。
So we are a small church with limited resources, and there are so many things for us to think about and to do.
你看见我们的困难了吗？你看见我们的挑战有多大了吗？
So you see the challenges and difficulties ahead of us?
你难道都没有恐惧，都没有害怕吗？
Are you afraid?
太好了，我们请牧师来，都给牧师做就好了。
So it's just pastor. So we got a new pastor. Everything is done.
不是啊，刚刚我们所看到神的心意是要每一个人都一起领受挑战的。
But look at Joshua. Everybody participate.
然后我们更应该相信，有神对我们一个宝贵的应许。
God has promised us.
就是他与我们同在，不会丢弃我们。
He will never leave us or forsake us.
难道他不知道我们所面对的难处吗？
Does he know our difficulty and challenges?
难道他不会帮助我们克服一些的障碍吗？
Does he not know about the hurdle in front of us?
既然神应许要我们来领受，要来承受这地，我相信神必以他圣灵的能力来托住我们。
God promised this area, so God will provide the power.
使我们可以得胜
，so we can overcome。
所以，就算前面有再大的困难，我们也不要害怕，也不要惊慌。
No matter how difficult, how challenging in front of us, fear not。
反而我们里面的环境要先改变了，外面的环境可能不改变，我们里面环境先改变。
Change,
我们要刚强壮胆起来。
Change within first, be strong and courageous。
怎么做呢？我们要用里面克服我们里面的障碍，我们就要坚定的相信。在神没有难成的事。
So nothing is impossible in God.
随着这刚强壮胆而带来的应许有两大重要的保证。
So the promise will come with strong, be strong and courageous.
第一个保证的是没有人可以将你击倒。
Nobody can knock you down.
在第五节那里讲说你生平的日必无一人能够在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在也必照样与你同在，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
第二个保证是必完成所托付的使命。
You will complete God's mission.
因为接下来的第二节也讲说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖所起誓。应许赐给他们的地。
Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them.
所以刚强壮胆对我们而言也同样何等的重要。
So be strong and courageous are very important to us.
有一首歌这样说。
There's a song.
他说我不知道明天将如何。
I don't know about tomorrow.
但是我知道谁掌管明天。
But I know who holds tomorrow.
所以这就是我们有这样刚强壮胆的信心来深信明天的道路在神的手中。
Be confident, be strong and courageous, because God holds the future.
因此今天我们可能遇到一些人生中的一些困难。
So there'll be difficulty in our lives.
我们每一个人都会遇到的。
Everybody will encounter.
突然的一个事件可能临到你。
So something untoward.
一个医生的检查报告可能让你很挫折。
Maybe the test result, the lab.
一个突然的一个电话告诉你，你可以让你很灰心的。
And a phone call discourage you.
但是你要知道。
But you have to know.
当你面对恐惧害怕的时候，甚至要打退堂鼓的时候，这时候你要刚强壮胆。
When you have fear, be strong and courageous.
因为神也同样给你两个极大的保证。
Because God has two promises.
第一个保证是除了你，没有人能够打倒你。
So nobody can knock you down.
除了你自己而已。
Only you can knock yourself
down. 因为圣经应许说，神若帮助你，谁能够抵挡你呢？
If God is with you, who can be against you?
第二个同样的，你也必完成神所托付的使命。
You will complete His mission.
我们在这里这教会能够一起侍奉，都是神给我们的恩典。
So it's God's grace that we can be here serve Him.
神对你对我有一个使命，要透过我们一起来完成。
God has missioned through us to serve Him.
我们的有限，我们不能明了未来神要怎么样大大赐福，我们不晓得。
So we are limited. We don't know the future.
但我们知道，当我们一起努力在这里完成的时候，我们回头一看，会发现说，哇，神是何等的伟大。
When we work together, looking back, we know God is unlimited.
我们的胆怯只能让我们退缩，使我们一事无成。
So fear, we withdraw, and we achieve nothing.
所以求神帮助我们，让我们里面我们都一起刚强壮胆起来。
So God help us be strong and courageous.
好，除了我们要领受勇敢的领受这样的一个应许，除了我们里面刚强壮胆，还有一个很重要，就是我们要谨守律法，也就是遵行神的吩咐。
Of course, another important thing: keep the law, obeying God's commandment.
好，我们一起来读第八节好吗
？Let's read together.
预备，请。
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
好，律法不是指法律的书，不是要当律师啊读的那些书，是指神的话语，神的旨意。
So the law is not for bar exam, but it's God's commandment.
好，在旧约神要求神的选民谨守遵行他一切的吩咐，在今天的神一样也将他的话语，就是圣经赐给我们，要让我们可以将他的话成为我们脚前的灯和路上的光，来带领我们每一天的生活。
So the Bible, the words in the Bible just a lamp to our feet and light to our path.
因此我们就要养成每一天读经的灵修的这个习惯。
So we need to have regular daily devotion.
并且要思想怎么样让里面的话语来成为我们的帮助，应用在我们每一天的生活当中。
Meditate and apply His words to our daily life.
你知道我们每一天所面对的有多大的挑战，有多大的困难
？So every day we face challenges.
你难道不需要智慧？难道不需要力量来面对吗
？You need all the wisdom and power to overcome.
那神的话就在这里了。
So God's words are here.
也可以成为你早前的灯，路上的光。
So be the lamp to your feet.And light to your path.
你哪一天你前面的道路没有光，你都走不下去，是不是
？If you don't have light, how can you move forward?
但很奇怪，是我们今天如果我们不读神的话语，我们竟然还可以活得很好。
But it's so strange. Don't read the word, and you can live well.
你看，今天有太多不同的圣经翻译版本来供我们更有效率的学习神的话语。
And there are so many verses provide different perspective about God's word.
科技的进步也让我们手上只要你有一个手机，你就可以随时随地的来学习神的话语或是属灵书籍。
And technology with smartphone, you can study God's word anywhere.
你看，比起过去这种学习神话语的这个环境，我们简直是方便太多了。
Compared to the past, it's so convenient to study God's word.
你像有些国家要看神的话，要偷偷的看了、啊，又被逼迫啊。
Some country, if you want to read God's word, you'll be prosecuted.
但我们今天太自由了，反而我们却不渴慕神的话语。
And we have so much freedom, and then we don't thirst after God's word.
尤其在美国啊，这个号称以基督教立国这个国家，不但说是这个你可以自由的上教堂，甚至还有很多基督教学校啊。
So in America, we not only can come to church, and there's many Christian school and seminary.
信徒对神的话语的越来越不渴慕，甚至教会查经班查考神话语的这些查经班的人数也少得可怜。
But there's the people not interested in studying God's words. The Bible study class is getting smaller and smaller.
伊利诺州惠顿大学是一所很出名的基督教大学。
So there's
a Wheaton
University, very famous Christian school.
好，有一年呢，这个学校就神学系，他们就做了一个系统调查。
The seminary school had a study.
他们就做一个 survey 哈，做一个调查，让所有大一的新生来测试他们的圣经知识。
About freshmen's knowledge on Bible.
结果发现呢，他们圣经知识呢的这种贫乏啊，到有三分之一的这学生不能够正确的排列亚伯拉罕啊旧约的这个先知耶稣五旬节的这个次序。
So their knowledge about the Bible is so poor they couldn't know the sequence about Abraham, Jacob, and so on and so forth.
所以他们又做另外一个调查。
So there's another survey.
他们去调查附近的这个高中生。
Surrounding high school.
结果更糟糕。
The results is even worse.
五分之四的这些学生连新旧约的人物都无法正确的分辨。
So 80% of the high school student don't even know the character in New or Old Testament.
所以这个结果让给教会敲了一个警钟。
So it rang a bell.
这是一个基督教大学。
So this is a Christian university.
所以对当地的这些所谓的这些上高中，他们很看重基督教教育的这些人，怎么？他们的孩子是这样子的，对圣经知识的贫乏。
And surrounding area should be a Christian community. How come they know so little about the Bible?
我不晓得我们当中弟兄姐妹的圣经知识如何。
I don't know about your knowledge on Bible.
但是我相信追求圣经神的话语对我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是非常的重要。
But study God's words is the utmost important in our life.
不过圣经知识虽然重要，但是神对我们的期待并不是只是让你知道圣经人物的这些故事，是人物怎么安排，然后呢，他的时间是我们好像这方面的知识而已啊。
But knowledge about Bible is not enough.
神让我们的期待，神是有五方面的要求。
There's five demands.
第一个是谨守与遵行。
So number one, keep and obey.
所以对主的道呢，不单是要听到，而且要行道啊。
So not only listen, you need to practice.
第二个呢，是我们刚刚根据我们刚刚的第八节来讲掉，是我们要遵循一切的话语，是一切的律法。
So all of the words is not just pick and choose what you want.
对于主的话，不可以择时啊，选择性的啊，来阅读，而是要完整的来追求。
So we need to study all His word, not just selective picking the one you like.
第三个是不偏离左右。
So be careful to do everything.
对于主的道呢，不可以偏离左右，要平衡稳健。
So you have to be balanced.
第四个是不离开你的口。
Always on your lips.
对神的话呢，不仅是用耳、用眼学习，也要用口诵读，时常传扬。
So not only just read, but you need to spread the gospel.
最后是要总要昼夜思想。
Meditate on the day and night.
对神的道不是偶尔学习，那是要经常的活用。
So you need to practice all the time, not just sometimes.
正如诗篇第一篇第二节第三节所说，唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
So meditate God's words, and you will be blessed.
所以他要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
So just like a tree along the water, so everything will be prosperous.
所以凡渴慕遵行神旨意并且在生活中实际应用他话语的，神就会应许他，应许我们，赐福给我们，让我们尽都顺利。
If you search after God's words and practice, and everything will be prosperous in your life.
你可以经历他的施恩赐福，并且使我们的道路可以更加的蒙受更大更美的这些赐福。
So you can experience His blessing to better and future.
所以你凡事你愿意遵照这样行，来用他的话成为我们帮助的，至少神给你两个保证。
So if you follow God's word, there are two promises.
第一个保证是你未来的道路顺利的保证。
A smooth path.
第二个保证呢，是神会随时与你同在。
Second promise, God is always with us.
因为经文接下来说是使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
That you may be successful wherever you go.
那第八节也同样，第九节、七八九的下半节都同样的，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。第九节也讲到说，讲到你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Then you will be prosperous and successful, for the Lord your God will be with you whenever you go.
你看这些蒙福的应许，还有同在的保证，这实在是太宝贵了。
So the promises are so precious.
请注意，遵行神的话不是为了与神交换得福的条件。
So it's not a bargain between you and God.
乃是为了我们个人可以实际去领受神的信实与丰盛。
So that you can experience His face in abundance.
并且经历原来神对我们的信靠顺服才是我们人生最大的福气。
So obeying God is the most important blessing in our life.
也就是说，其实我们根本不需要担心我们未来的环境困难会成为我们的挑战，因为神已经应许我们的凡事顺利、亨通、蒙福，并且经历他的同在。
We don't need to worry about the future because God has promised His presence, His promise.
你想想过去旧约有多少的人物，他们在一个困境当中，在一个劣势当中，可是因为神的同在，他们所做的尽都顺利。
So there are so many stories in the Old Testament. They are facing challenges, but God promised and everything.
约瑟不就是这样子吗
？Just like Joseph.
但以理不就是这样子吗
？And Daniel.
我们看见大卫不就是这样子吗
？King David.
今天我们也同样的可以经历到，当神与你同在的时候，你有什么可以不能做的呢
？So if God with you, what else can you not achieve?
但是前提是什么
？But there's the promises.
你必须要渴慕、追求他的话，并且实际的遵行他的吩咐。
But you need to be after His words and follow His command.
换一句话说
，In other words,
真正的挑战并不是外在这些困难的环境。
So the true challenge is not the obstacle or difficulty from outside.
而是我们是否能够坚持到底，去遵行神的旨意。
It's within whether you have the persistence to follow God's words and promise.
最后，不管你是不是毕业生
，So whether you're a graduate or not.
不管你在这个教会多久了
，No matter how long you've been with the church.
有一件事情是确定的。
One thing is certain,
就是我们所有的人都必须要领受这新的挑战。
So everybody must accept the new challenge.
然而，我们也知道领受新挑战的确不容易的。
We know there's difficulty facing the new challenge.
因为我们知道，我们也看见这个世界正在走向另外一个背逆神的道路。
So this world is evil.
可惜我们也住在当中，我们别无选择。
But we are in this world, not of the world.
我们所面对的挑战不仅是一个艰巨的时代而已。
So it's the area we're living in.
其实更是一场属灵的征战。
But there's a warfare, spiritual warfare.
在这场征战当中，我们不是得胜就是失败，没有什么在中间的。
So there's no between. Either we overcome or we fail.
你也没有其他的妥协的这个选择。
There's no compromise in between.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
神已经应许我们，耶稣基督要率领我们怎么样，在基督里夸胜啊。
So thanks to the Lord, God promised we will overcome.
我们不但得胜，我们而且还可以得胜有余。
So we will overcome. That's for sure.
但问题是，你愿意靠主得胜吗
？But we need to depend on Lord.
还是你要等着被撒旦吞吃呢
？Or you're waiting to be devoured by Satan.
在这场属灵征战何等的真实
！So it's a real spiritual warfare out there.
有时候有人在开玩笑，哎呀，有时候根本不需要撒旦出面，我们自己就相咬相吞，自取灭亡了。
And sometimes we don't need Satan, we just devour each other.
倘若我们要在这里建立教会，我们要完成神的托付，我们要满足神的心意，我们就必须要经历得胜，并且得胜有余。
So if you want to build a church and spread the gospel.We need God to overcome together.
唯一的选择就是我们都要领受挑战，接受使命，否则我们只是在浪费我们的时间跟精力，做一些草木和解的工程。将来我们怎么向主交账呢
？So we need to make a choice, accept the challenge, and fulfill His purpose.
因此，让我们今天一起在神面前，我们一起立定一个心志，让我们愿意领受这个新的挑战。一起完成神对我们教会的托付，好吗
？So let's accept the challenge and make the choice to accept His promise.
你愿意吗？倘若你愿意，我们一起说阿门，好吗？预备，来。
So if you accept, say Amen. Amen.
好像只有三个人哈。
Sounds like only three people.
不是很情愿哈，好吧？我们一起来讲，预备，来。
Amen.
让我们一起起立，我们来用回应诗歌，我们就像一个基督的精兵一样。 来回应，在面对这一场的征战当中，这样的挑战当中，我们求神在我们来带领我们，率领我们在基督里夸胜。